As Silgall and Kip arrived, a security captain turned from speaking with the Jedi guarding the entryway. He moved to stand before the two masters. He was in full combat gear, and his face, beneath his upraised helmet visor, was flushed red.
"You'd better tell these two idiots to begin cooperating, or they're gonna spend 5 years in jail!"
Kip's expression darkened. "You'd better..."
"Their job is to prevent unauthorized entry, just as it is the job of guards outside your blockhouse to do the same,"
Silgall interrupted, as smoothly as she could.
"I am authorized to enter!"
The man held up a data card.
"This is a warrant, my authorization."
"Which the guards, being very young, would not know what to do with."
Silgall reached out to pluck the card from the captain's grasp, moving so swiftly that he stared at his palm for a second, as if wondering how it had become suddenly empty. Silgall slid the card into her data pad. On the screen appeared the opening lines of a legal document. A warrant for the arrest of Jedi Valen Horn.
"Ah, of course. I must point out that the government and the Order have not yet come to terms on the question of who is to evaluate Jedi Horn's mental state."
"We'll decide that. The Jedi no longer have a say in the matter."
Silgall felt very un-Jedi-like irritation bubbling up within her.
"By the way, where is Captain Savar? The intelligent one, who stands a chance of promotion sometime in his career."
"Out cuddling Ewoks, I expect. Now it's time for you to hand over Valen."
"Not quite."
The captain took another step forward, putting him face to face with Silgall. She could feel tension rising in the captain's companions. Several of them made sure their weapons were at hand. The two bounty hunters surreptitiously stepped away from each other, as if to define separate but overlapping fields of fire.
"What?"
the captain asked.
"Did you say..."
"You have left out a necessary step. You have failed to identify yourself."
Silgall's palm itched, as her sense of the moment told her it would be a very good idea to have her lightsaber in hand. But she couldn't reach for it, not in this situation. She would have to rely on her unarmed skills and on the actions of Kip Duren if things went sour. The captain hesitated, then drew an identicard from one of his pockets. He held it up directly in front of one of her bulbous eyes.
"Captain Orik Harford, Galactic Alliance Security."
The hollow on the card matched his face, except that it was not as red.
"Now get out of my way, fishhead!"
"Two things. First, my name is not Fishhead. It's Master Silgall."
If Silgall's tone had been an actual temperature, her words would have given the captain a bad case of facial frostbite.
"Second, I am not in your way. That is a logistical impossibility. I am less than a meter wide. The entryway where we stand and the doorway behind me are several meters wide. I now leave it as an exercise of your alleged intelligence to find a way into the temple. If you do a very good job, perhaps we will name the test after you."
She poured her disdain for the man through the Force. Stupid or not, the captain was not weak-willed enough to be overtly affected. He pocketed his identicard, then waved his troops forward. Slowly, they filed past him and entered the temple. As Alash Ku and Vranin Vax passed, Silgall felt Kip leave her side, following them. The captain remained where he was.
"If you're Silgall, then the perpetrator is your patient. I'm surprised that you don't want to be there when we take your patient into custody."
Silgall did want that, but she could not bear for this sorry excuse of a human to win any victory she could prevent.
"No, I'm going to stand here. Enjoy the morning air, and transmit this document to Master Kenth Hamner, leader of the Order, a man who actually had a distinguished military career. Jedi Tekli can prepare Jedi Horn for transportation."
Well, if the captain could not be compelled to leave, perhaps he could be made to suffer for his impudence.
As she transmitted the warrant file and added a brief message to Master Hamner, Silgall altered the nature of the impulses she was issuing into the Force. Instead of encouraging an emotional urge, she began promoting a biological one. The notion that the captain needed to visit the refresher. To her compulsion, she added visual aids,
including images of flowing streams, beautiful waterfalls, and steady, drenching rainfalls. The red suffusing the captain's face drained away, to be replaced by something like pallor.
Done with my warrant card yet?
No. I'm having some trouble with the message I'm adding. Typing on these things is difficult for a fish head, you know. By the way, do you call Didol Niz a fish head? Is it a sign of affection? A nickname? What is your nickname? Is it Ori? May I call you Ori? Can I get you something to drink, Ori? A tall, cool glass of water, perhaps?